From KCRW, this is Here Be Monsters. And just a heads up, this episode is about sex, and there's also some swearing. Enjoy the show.
Also, a weird thing that happened to me is a couple times when I was on the bus going to work, I would smell a man, and he would smell like soap. You know, it's close quarters, and I would catch a whiff of just, like, basic, I don't know, like, every brand soap, like Dove or whatever. And I think it's just because so many of my clients, like most of them, all of them, will wash with probably that type of soap or a similar type of soap before I go and see them. And so their genitals would smell like this soap. And a couple times, just twice, I was on the bus, and like I said, I caught a whiff of that exact smell on just some everyday person on the bus. And it surprised me, but it was a minor trigger. I guess maybe I shouldn't use that word because I'm not traumatized, but it acted as a kind of catalyst inside me, and I felt sick. I felt sick, and I immediately clammed up and felt panicked, and like that smell was all over me. And it's like the most benign, basic, non-threatening smell. It's fucking soap. But it was enough to remind me of what I was getting used to, and it was too much.
Here Be Monsters, the podcast about
customer service.
The podcast about
the unknown.
My agency describes me online as a cute girl next door on the cusp of alternative. That is a direct quote. The sexy librarian, the drama geek, the good student with a flair for the wild side, and who, after years of obedience and towing the line and going by the books, is looking for the opportunity to cut loose, unleash, dominate, and be dominated, and engage in new levels of hedonistic, erotic experiences. It's fucking freezing. I guess this is the start of my ritual. Full body shower. Shave many parts of my body. Moisturize head to toe in coconut oil. Put a coat of paint on my toes and fingers. And then I do a really deep set of stretches to get my body all limbered. Time to get clean. My name is Remy Dunn. That is not my real name. I am a sex worker. I am an escort and a sugar baby. And I am not out. When I'm driving to a client, I often can't help but think about what people think when they see me driving, like who they think I am and where they think I'm off to. I bet they don't guess that I'm going to be someone's companion for 2.5 hours, maybe 3. Like, okay, this specific client that I'm going to, there's a grocery store right by his apartment. And I've gone in to get, like, mints. And every time I go in, I just, like, I look at people and I try to psychically communicate with them. Like, hello. Hello, do you know what I'm about to go do? Do you have any idea what I do? I bet I look like what you would think is a normal person. Even though, in my eyes, escorting is completely normal. And then afterwards, if I go to get, like, a celebratory chocolate bar, I'd be like, hello, do you know what I just did? Can you tell that I just did what I did? Do you have any idea what my job is and what I do at nighttime and how I make really, really lovely spending money? Can you tell? They haven't responded yet, so obviously I'm not psychic. But I'm working on it. Fuck yes, 4-hour booking. Fuck yes for 4-hour bookings. It's with a very young person. I mean, like, not creepy young, just I believe he's maybe 22, 23 years old. He tells me very frequently that I'm pretty. And he has a micro penis. And which is fine. But I think he's really insecure about it. And he loves tongue. Loves it. It's all tongue. And sometimes makes me feel a bit claustrophobic and a little psyched out, because no matter what's happening, there's this tongue kind of flicking around and wiggling inside of my mouth. Even if it's not in my mouth, he'll just want to have, like, if we're face to face, his tongue and my tongue, like, touching just outside our mouths, like a never ending high five. And everything else will be happening, and the tongues will just do that for the entire time. Weirdly enough, he is the only client to make me orgasm. So, yay for him. Yay for him. My first client, I saw at a motel. It was just like some shitty motel. He didn't have money to pay me and had to call his dad on the spot to ask for money to be transferred. It was my first one. I was just like, what the fuck is happening? I had another client who he wanted to put porn on, but he wanted me to choose what porn was on. And then he kept asking what I wanted to happen and where I wanted it to happen, how I wanted it to happen. All the while, he wasn't erect and was all jittery off the coke and just was intrigued that I didn't want to do any. And I was like, I'm sorry. He was kind of, I think, having trouble focusing on me. I ended up giving him a lot of head. He wanted it very rough, all teeth. I had never applied that much teeth to a dick in my entire life. I had another client who, he asked me point blank, have you ever put an elastic band around someone's balls before? And I felt a little naive. I said, no, I actually haven't, but I'd love to. He pulled out an elastic band, and I swear to fucking God, it looked like an elastic band from Broccoli, like those thick blue elastic bands. In that moment, I said, would you please show me? Trying to be coy, but in the while, I'm like, oh fuck, I don't want to do this wrong. That is a heavy duty elastic band. And he did it for me, and it was super fun. Super fun. I have one client that I have not had sex with yet. We're not able to. He was the one who told me recently when I saw him that his dad had died 3 months ago. Many of them just want to talk. They really do intend to just pay for your time. Sometimes when I'm Remy, I feel like a god. I feel vibrant sense of power and control. Even though I'm in sex work and people think that I should probably feel afraid all the time, I do truly feel like I'm in control. Like I'm powerful, like I have something that I'm choosing to share. That man is really bad in bed. He just lays on top of me, full weight, and just kind of uses me as a fleshlight. Like, I don't know if he thinks he's good or if he doesn't give two shits because I'm an escort. Or if he doesn't think about it at all. But holy fuck. My man's got no skill. No skill. And like, sometimes with clients, I do experience pleasure. But this case, with this client, I am performing the entire time. Like, the entire time. At one point, because he couldn't see me because his face was over my shoulder, I realized that I was making faces, like, as I was breathing and moaning, like, making sexy faces. And I just thought, hey, he can't see you. Do you need to make these faces? To make these sounds and these sighs? And so I just let my face fall flat and go totally blank and relaxed. And I realized that I could still make the sounds. Which saves me a little bit of energy. Just kind of like, anyway, whatever. I've got white chocolate Reese's Pieces in this car and an upbeat playlist. And I'm going home because I work tomorrow morning at 8:30 a.m. at my day job. Little do they know. Do, 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 do.
Taking a ride, my best friend.
I hope I don't sound sad. My reflective energy is so different than my social or my on energy, and what you're hearing right now is me just swimming around in the ocean of my haves, of Remy and my daylight name. I use an alias because even though I deeply would love to be out as a sex worker, because I think it would be so freeing and invigorating, and I don't normally like this word, but empowering, but I'm so afraid of my job finding out, and my day job finding out, and them somehow figuring out a way to fire me because of it, even though it doesn't affect my performance at all. I would be afraid of my parents finding out and them being ashamed, even though there's nothing to be ashamed of. There's nothing wrong with what I'm doing. But I'd be so scared that they would think that they did something wrong, and that because of some parenting slip or some lack of guidance, I turned into something that they believed to be negative and deviant and unfortunate. I would be afraid that my friends would look at me differently, the ones who don't know. That everyone would look at me and the first thing that they would see is escort. Sex worker. Remy fucks people for money. Remy sells her time. Remy is intimate with strangers. Remy's a whore. Remy's a freak. We never thought that Remy would do this. It's so sad that Remy can't. At first, when I was starting out, I had some panic attacks when me and my primary would try and be intimate. If I felt like things were going too fast, or specifically that he was more driving the flow and the pace of our intimacy, I would have an anxiety attack, clam right up, and I had a hard time articulating what was happening to me. Intimacy that looked too much like what I would do with clients was just not okay at that time. Because even though every client is different, there is, to some degree, a formula that you can expect. You're there for them. After all, you are providing a service. So they are the focal point. And when you're being intimate with someone that you love or someone that you're super into, there needs to be a really clear equality. And I was so sensitive to that sway in power and in purpose and in focus that if it was too much on him, I would feel like I was just working. He was lovely about it. Mm-hmm. I had a really sad moment today about being an escort, about doing sex work. I'm not going to go into a big story, but basically one of the guys I was texting called me some pretty bad names when I communicated to him that I didn't think that we were a good fit. I don't think that gives him the right to go off on me and calling me a flake, a bitch, calling me money and cock greedy, telling me that I wasted his time and that I'm a piece of shit. And I just had a moment where I felt like a thing that men, shitty men, consume. And my brain spiraled into things like, I'm contributing, that in this work, I'm contributing to systems that are inherently patriarchal and misogynistic, and that I'm working against feminist movements by doing sex work. And that by doing sex work, I am putting other women and people doing sex work in danger, that I'm propagating a problem, and that I'm inherently devaluing myself by doing this work, that I am actively objectifying myself. My brain went there and it made me so incredibly sad. And then I realized that fuck him, basically. Fuck that guy. Many people, not all, but many people turn to this work because society being fucking misogynistic and society objectifying women, it is one realm where we can work and actually get paid because our bodies and what we can do with them are valued higher than our brains and our thoughts and our actions and our service. Anyway, this is a big time rant, but I had a sad moment. I felt shitty about myself. It's like any customer service job. There are a few really lovely customers that make your day. There are a handful of neutral ones that you don't even remember. And then there are a good number of shitty ones that make you question everything you've ever done and that haunt and echo throughout your day after they pull some really lousy stuff on you. This is customer service. I started describing this thought in my head as a fear, but what I realized is that it's just a secret. I think that some part of me, whether or not I actually enjoy escorting, which I like to think that I do, and whether or not I want to do this for a long time, some part of me wants to do this because it makes me interesting. It makes me different. It makes me unique. It makes me powerful and scary. Having the secret identity of an escort makes me taboo and viciously feminist and uncompromising and rattling. And this aspect of it completely delights me. But that shouldn't be anyone's reason for doing anything. To be special. Remy Dunn. Remy dear. Remy. That's not my only alias that I use, but it is my favorite. It feels the most like me. it can be a little easy to get lost in what we do as sex workers. And you just have to claim and cling and carve out who you are. So, I am Remy Dunn. I met a new client tonight. I mentioned him before. It went well. After fooling around, fucking around for the entirety of the film Drive, I am quite tired and ready for bed. He'll be a nice sugar daddy. Now I'm home, so it's time to sleep. But not before putting a healing balm on my vulva and vagina. Gotta keep her spry. Keep her healthy. Also, I think I have a bite mark on my ass. I forgot to check, but I am pretty sure there is a bite mark on my ass. Specifically my left butt cheek. Which hasn't happened in a while. So, yeah. Good night. Good time. Good job, Ram. Good job, everyone.
Remy Dunn is a sex worker in North America. Since talking to us, she says she hopes to be able to do sex work independently, without working with an agency. She wrote us a while back when we asked listeners to share a secret. So if you have a secret to share, get in touch. We're at hbmpodcast.com/contact. And if you're curious about the kind of sex work that Remy does, check out our website. We've linked to some of Remy's idols, other feminists who are proud sex workers, in our show notes and on our website. Again, find us at hbmpodcast.com. This episode was produced and edited by me, Bethany Denton, with lots of help, as always, from Jeff Emtman. Nick White is the
sexy librarian
and also our editor at KCRW. Music on this episode came from The Black Spot and Sarah Cell. All right, now I've got some good news and I've got some bad news. The bad news is that this is it for season 5. Jeff and I are taking a little summer break to work on our farmer's tans and on our next season of shows. We'll be back with season 6 in fall 2017. Now the good news is that we have over 30 hours of old episodes that you can catch up on in the meantime. And if you need any suggestions, just tweet at us and we'll recommend some episodes. We're at HBM Podcast. And for you visual artists out there, we have even more good news. We're looking for help designing a new Here Be Monsters t-shirt. Send us something haunting and full of heart, something creative and uniquely HBM. Get as weird as you'd like. And if we use your design, we'll mail you some shirts and $450. Submission guidelines and deadlines are at hbmpodcast.com/shirts. All right, we'll see you in the fall. And in the meantime, subscribe to us, tweet at us, review us on Apple Podcasts, and send us your t-shirt ideas. Here Be Monsters is part of the Independent Producer Project from KCRW. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time.